95.9 X Rock Radio. And as you know, Saturday night, big night. We've got comedy and we've got a weekend with the Young Dubliners. And that's always the whole place gets a little extra jazzed when the Dubs come to town. We got the lead man on vocals and guitar, Keith Roberts, with us right now. Keith, what is going on, bro?
How are you, man? Looking forward to it.
Yeah, always. Now, you know, I've lost count how many times you came up. You guys have been up here out to Adam's place at the Loon. It's got to be nearing a dozen times, and the crowds keep growing. It's the only band I've really seen that happen with.
Well, I mean, it's amazing because we started up there, you know, the first couple of gigs we ever did in Alaska, we played one in Anchorage and one up in Fairbanks. And, you know, to be honest with you, being from Ireland, I'd heard of Alaska, but I don't know if I'd ever heard of any city names.
Right.
And all I remember is throwing water at nighttime up in the air, hot water, and it turned to ice as it fell to the ground.
Right. No.
This is not normal for human beings. What am I doing here? and then we started to get great crowds there, and it's been, you know, throughout our career, there's a few places around the country and in Europe that we remember and always go back to because it's as good for us as it is hopefully for the crowd. It gives us a jolt, and you know, Fairbanks, the Loon, has just become part of sort of Young Dub's legacy. It's one of our favorite spots to play, and Adam's great, and you always support us, and
yes,
radio and press comes together, and it's sort of like a perfect storm for us, you know?
It really is, and X-Rock Radio being a part of pretty much every damn show you've ever done, it's just the people go nuts. We can't give away tickets fast enough. They sell out. They're just people are nuts for it. Keith, what do you, when somebody goes, oh, you say, oh, I'm in a band, oh, what kind of music do you play? What do? You say Celtic rock? Do you say fusion? Do you say we're a jam band, a rock band? I don't know how to categorize it.
I usually say, you know, stand up, sit down, take a shot of whiskey, and let me describe what would happen if Pearl Jam had a baby with the Chieftains, and then
that is the best description. Okay, all right.
We came up at a time, you know, when I was very much into rock and roll and wasn't really playing any Irish music when I grew up in Ireland. So when I came out to the States, that's really when it developed, was when we met up with other musicians in L.A. And so it's a lot of what the Americans bring to the band, what we, the Irish members, bring to the band, and it really is a hybrid of the two styles. It's Celtic, it's American rock, it's Irish rock. It's got a little bit of Thin Lizzy in there.
That's a good one too, right? Good analogy.
Yeah, I'm sort of most proud of the fact that it took us a while, but we finally got our own sound to where I think now every album you can tell it's us. We try to push it, obviously, and keep moving, but we finally developed a sound, and that took a while because it was tough to be. We were usually kind of more Celtic or more rock and
right. People radio, going, oh, you
radio.
Guys are like the Pogues, or oh, you're like Flogging Molly,
exactly,
and you're not
exactly.
Like either of them, really. I mean,
well,
there's strands
the
of that,
is,
yeah.
But yeah, and the Pogues were an influence for sure.
Oh yeah,
Flogging Molly and those bands all came up a little bit after us.
Right,
so
yeah, they sure did.
They weren't. I mean, we're friends with them all. We've played with everybody, and it's great to have the genre grow like it did. But we are sort of one of the, I hate to say it, but perhaps one of the founding fathers.
We don't want to go that far because that's another way of saying you're old, and we don't want to go there yet because
exactly.
You guys are hardly
that.
Once again, folks, don't forget, it is Friday and Saturday night. Young Dubliners in concert at the Blue Loon. Keith Roberts joining us. You know, there's something about it. When the Dubs come to town, I got to share either a shot of whiskey with you guys or a pint. It's the law.
Yes.
I think it's the law.
Yeah, well, as my mother would say, it's be rude not to.
Yeah,
that, I mean?
That's
really,
exactly right.
It'll be a shame if
right.
We let it pass.
Have you been touring lately? Where have you been touring as of late?
Yeah, well, we just did the big March run, which is around St. Patrick's Day. It's sort of a whirlwind. It's not really a route of tour. We just bounce around. We're in all over the place from Oklahoma to Salt
Lake. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, you guys on St.
Patrick's
Day, that's like Oingo Boingo on Halloween. You guys are booked.
Dead man's party. It's very similar. Very similar to a funeral. It's like more like a wake. That's right. But we did that, and then April was a little easier on us. But we toured a little California, and now really this is the beginning. Alaska starts off with the whole summer run of festivals.
Oh, well, that's awesome, because normally we're always like the end of everybody's run. It's like, all right, we'll do that one show in Alaska and then we're done. You know, it's usually that we rarely get to kick off anything here in Alaska, so that'll be really nice. All right, so the Young Dubliners, folks, Keith and the crew, they're going to be in town this Friday and Saturday night. Remember, slightly earlier Friday night and then slightly later Saturday night, because it's after comedy with comedian actor Jamie Kennedy, who, Keith, you say you actually know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, we we haven't hung out much, but we bumped into him at different things over the years, and I think we both had some similar sponsors at one point. But we love him. I mean, he's been around, you know, we've been playing, and you tend to know all the people who were in the business as you all were kind of starting all at the same time. So we were delighted to hear that. That'll be as much fun for we'll be at that show. Hopefully he'll be at ours.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to come early and catch the show, by all means. There you go. All right, Keith, we'll let you go. Keith Roberts, the band, of course, it's our friends. It's part of Fairbanks family. It is the Young Dubliners coming home this weekend at the Blue Loon. Dude, you have a great trip north. I can't wait to have a cold one with you.
Thanks a million. We'll see you soon, man.
There he is. Thanks, buddy.